We're in the midst of the most difficult of times. An invisible threat has changed our world and called upon us all to dig deep to find determination, strength, and courage.
This threat may not have reduced our cities to rubble or laid waste to our infrastructure, but everybody, everywhere on this planet is feeling its shockwaves.
There are no weddings, no family gathering.
There is no socializing in pubs, bars, or restaurants.
It has closed our schools and prevented exams.
It has shut our shops and cancelled our holidays.
It has halted our team sports.
And wiped out our running races.
It has stopped our tournaments and matches.
And it has postponed the greatest show on earth in Tokyo.
But we're a tough bunch as humans. We will get through this.
We will stay fit, we will stay healthy in mind and body.
The power of sport and exercise to benefit and contribute to society has never been more clear and more potent.
From our homes, we continue to inspire each other and demonstrate that we're all equal.
We are all in exactly the same position and we are all here to help each other get through this.
And make no mistake, we will get through this. We will support you, we will be your team.
We will win, and we will win together.
You're listening to The Netball Show. I'm Sasha Shipway. Kalia Stanton has been speaking to us about signing with Mizuno and how important it is to her to find a company that has spent vast research in this area.
Yeah, it's really important for me, I guess, off the back of a 4-5 month injury last year with a stress fracture in my foot. It was really important for me to find footwear that was supportive of my feet and making sure that I'm in the best footwear possible for netball. So to be able to sign with Mizuno was a fantastic opportunity for myself, and I'm really excited.
We both recognise the research that they've done over the years as well, especially in netball trainers.
Oh, 100%. Obviously, they're professionalism when it comes to research and product design and testing is fantastic, and I think that's probably why I decided to go with Mizuno amongst a number of other reasons as well. But obviously their ability to make the best shoe and design that shoe has been really pleasing to me and something that I've looked forward to as well.
The internet's a wonderful research tool at the best of times, but you used to work in a sports store, didn't you? So it's all about having that support and making a shoe that's right for a player and not necessarily a position.
Yeah, definitely. For me, I used to work at Athlete's Foot here in Australia, and I was there for about 3 years. So I had a little bit of knowledge prior to Mizuno approaching me with what the shoes were about and the technology that they use with the wave plates. So I guess that kind of helped and gave me a little bit of experience in understanding the brand from a deeper level. And then it just allowed me to understand what shoe's going to work best, because obviously there's a couple of different variations in the netball range, but also in their running shoes as well. So that was pretty important.
What's impressed you most about the range?
Probably the durability, to be honest with you. I think the way that my shoes were going prior to signing with Mizuno, I was having a lot of issues with them lasting longer than, well, some shoes a couple of weeks and others a couple of months. And I was constantly changing over, which was getting quite annoying, but also frustrating as well when you're having a blowout on the court with the shoes. It's not something you want. You want to be able to have confidence and trust in your shoe going to be able to do the job. Obviously, it's a tool for me to be able to do it, because that's part of me playing
what
netball. So yeah, exactly. So I have confidence in that durability, but also the comfort and the support that those shoes provided me was really key, and particularly the ones that I'm wearing now in the Momentums. They have a sock-like feeling to them around the top, and I really like that supportive nature to that part of the shoe, as well as the durability underneath.
We've probably got the same range over here. Are you wearing those black and gold ones, or the white and gold ones?
Yeah, I'm wearing the white and gold ones.
Nice.
And then they've also got another colour, which is more a tealy green colour, which I think kind of goes with the green fever outfit.
Well, you'd be happy about that. Personalised
colours.
Yes, very
colours. Much so. Yeah.
An important part of the sport, obviously, is that balance between obviously netball and family and friends as well. So I don't care what level of the sport you're at, this is important to players.
Yeah, it's vital to have a balance, and definitely for me, I've noticed over the years that I've been playing, from when I first started out, I guess the excitement and I guess the buzz around you signing with a professional team is really high, and you just want to put everything into it. And I think in those moments you forget the outside life that you have away from the netball court. And as I progress, I'm now in my seventh season with West Coast Fever, and so understanding that balance has become even more crucial for me. So I actually do stuff outside. Obviously netball, because of the professionalism and the financial stability that netball has these days, it is classified as a job. And you know, Fever are extremely professional as well. We train very hard. We train up to four times a week as well, which is to some extent more than other SSN teams. And I think from that as well, you need to make sure that you can have that other side as well, because you are training so hard that you have that balance, whether it's friends and family, a social life, however that may possibly be, big or small. But also having something to fall back on in case that netball side doesn't work out, and more that education space is probably where I'm leaning towards. So I currently am studying nutrition and health promotion with Curtin, and I have been doing it for a really long time, and that's because of my netballing career as well. So part-time is a lot more flexible, and it's a lot more approachable for me than doing a full-time load. But it also allows me, over the course of my career with netball, however long it happens to be, that I end up coming out with something else as well, so I'm not left with nothing, which I think a lot of athletes sometimes find themselves in.
But that's possibly more given the fact that SSN is probably the world's best league, so it's getting that balance right, and obviously knowing that your coach has got that in her. Definitely. To be able to see the importance.
Yeah, 100%. And I guess, you know, we're really busy with coaching clinics. We have appearances. We have a charity which is called Shooting Stars with West Coast, which is aligned with West Coast Fever. So we do a little bit of work with them as well. And it's now becoming so much more professional that those aspects eat into other hours of your day as well. So the coaching staff, but also the other staff in the office, have to make sure that there's a balance with that loading. And I think the other part of it, which I didn't mention before, was the mental well-being as well. It's not just about the physical side of our game. We're now putting a lot of focus and more of an emphasis on that mental well-being, and making sure we're a rounded athlete from all sides, because you just don't know what's going to be a trigger. And understanding, I think, how someone mentally works and the way that their brain's going during a game can obviously shift, and when pressure increases and fatigue sets in, those things will change as well.
A lot of fans over here will follow Sue Gordian. We probably saw that time where you got locked in the toilet. Please, can I have your version of what happened?
So Sue Gordian is actually one of our assistant coaches here at Fever, which is super exciting, lovely. But what she also brings is the entertainment, or somehow finds herself in moments where, well, I seem to find myself in awkward positions, and she also happens to be there at the exact same time, either commenting on it or videoing it. So the actual video is on my Instagram, if anyone is interested in watching the whole debacle unfold. But essentially, I accidentally just got trapped in one of the bathrooms, and there was an esky, or like a I don't even know, is esky Australian or is that like worldwide known? Anyway, there was something holding the door open. Right. And I kicked that away thinking, oh, I won't worry about it, I just got to quickly go to the loo and then I'll come back out into the training environment. And yeah, that did not open at all, and I tried for a couple of minutes, and luckily I had my bag with me when I went into that change room toilet, and so I quickly called the physio at the time, and he tried. That didn't work, so we had the maintenance guy come in. He also tried and couldn't, so he got his backup man to help, and then about 30-40 minutes later I was freed with a lot of drills and chisels to try and break open what was a large, thick wooden door.
It's only fair we get Sue's version of what happened.
Oh, good old Kaylee Stanton, hey? Terrific story about Kay. One day when she had to just depart training for a small moment to go to the toilet, And anyhow, she was gone for some period of time, and then all of a sudden, the phone rings, and the coach has been told that one of her athletes has accidentally locked herself in the toilet, which we thought was hard to believe, but as it turned out, it was true. And so Kaylee Stamp was locked in. It was the disabled toilet, and so thank God, because it had a bit more room in it, so we were a bit worried she might have got a bit claustrophobic. But she was in there for quite some time, and we had to get some workmen in, and they looked at trying to climb through the roof, and that didn't work. And I think she was in there for about an hour, I'm not quite sure, but she managed it very well. She sung a few tunes and kept herself as entertained as possible, but the only person that would ever lock herself in a toilet would be Kaylia. Good on you, Kay.
There's more from Kaylia on a future podcast where we look at her career and her advice for playing and enjoying our wonderful sport. Don't miss it.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. And I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.